Lee.
Well, hi. Hope you're enjoying the show. I've got some pals back in New Zealand who are at the beach. My goodness, it's so hard to imagine because it's so freaking cold. Hi, Emily and Rosie and Rosie. I hope you guys are having a nice day, enjoying the summer.
Summer heat. Yeah. I'm jealous. It's cold and it's going to be cold for the next couple months. Ooh, but then it'll be spring and you guys will be getting cold.
Yay!
I'm sorry, I shouldn't take joy in that.
In my coldness. It's fine. Seasons come and go.
Again, this is Mellow Max and Groovy Georgia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM Medford, WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. This is WMFO in Medford, or WMFO Medford. A rose is a rose is a rose is a Rosie is a Rosie, but both Rosies are different. Thank you for listening, Rosies and Emily. Enjoy the beach. So... How's that for, like, verbal
diarrhea?
Yeah, jinx. Anyway, so we're still on our 90s theme. This isn't 90s. This is Kruang Bin with Dern Kala. I butchered that. But yeah, it's pretty groovy. I was like, yeah, some good voiceover music. Let's voice over it.
This is my voice, and it is going over the music.
Or maybe it is going under the music. Like a warm blanket of music. I have an idea. I'll tell you it once we're off the air. Anyway, we just had Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something, and before that, Creep by Radiohead, and before that, Island in the Sun by Weezer, and before that, a song that needs no name, because you all know it. It's I'll Be There for You, the theme from Friends by the Rembrandts. Which is really effing 90s. Mm-hmm. Anywhom, so we have some more 90s songs coming up, and then once we run out of 90s songs, the theme, we'll let you know before it happens, but the theme will be birds.
So let that sink in.
We already have about an hour of songs that are of or about birds. In fact, we had so many songs that I decided that I would sign us up for the midnight to 1 a.m. slot as well, because I have school tomorrow, but Georgia doesn't, and who needs sleep, right? That's why they invented caffeine. Mike smells weird.
Mine smells fine.
Mine smells like spit.
Nice.
Ooh, it doesn't actually. Last time it did, now it kind of smells like somebody sprayed like Febreze into it. Anyway, up next is Beck. Bye.
Stand up, burn it down. choking on the splinters.
You gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had it down. Like to say
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go. Cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs who so my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
With the bodies like boys with the rest. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Dramatic.
Yeah, it's a pretty, the levels are so weird on this board. Anyway, it's a cool song that we're talking over right now. It's called Star Tripper by Breakbot, and it's from an album which is all, it's using mostly samples from Star Wars movies, and if it doesn't use samples, it's inspired by, so it's just, it's interesting, and it doesn't have any words, so we can talk over it.
You're such a nerd. Love it.
Anyway, it seems that most of George's family is listening, so hi. Nice to meet you guys. I'm Max. Mellow Max. Thanks for tuning in. So we've got a couple more 90s songs, and then Birds.
Birds. Ooh, yeah, nice.
Right? Like, ooh. It's kind of, yeah. I'm going to just turn it up a little bit. Do you have anything else to say?
Wait, I'll find another PSA.
Yes, we do need to do one of those this hour. So, yeah, this is an educational educational radio, because we were originally just Freeform Radio, and then that station burned down, but then they built it back up, put it in a new place. And oh right, the reason why we got shut down in the 80s, the DJs were like, hey, so an antenna is just like two wires with a current in them, and it creates an electromagnetic wave, right? Well, what else is like two wires that, oh, right next to the station is the commuter rail. That's a, it's a train track, which is pretty much two big wires. So they decided to hook the broadcast up to the commuter rail. And what we usually, we have about like a 20-25 mile radius. I think they boosted it like over 100, like straight up into different states.
Wow.
Like into New Hampshire, all the way from Boston. It was really impressive, but the FCC didn't quite like it. So they revoked the license and probably fined WTUR quite a lot of money. And then they were like, yeah, Tufts, you can't have a radio station anymore. But now we do.
Huzzah.
And we're educational radio, so here's your PSA. Let me know if I can help you, if you want to, like, do line for line.
Or you can just
okay.
Do
okay.
Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change colour? I personally quite enjoy that one. That was a good time. Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO. Medford,
wow.
Tufts, Freeform Radio.
91.5. That
FM.
Was a really educational, lovely service announcement. And...
Ooh.
That's the end of the song, so we'll go back to 90s.
Goodbye.
Media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? idiot America.
Some other beginnings end.
Hello.
Hiya, friends.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the Bird Hour. Actually, I think that is an actual radio show at WMFO.
I love that.
The Bird Show or something like that.
Stunning.
I wonder if they only play bird-related music as well.
Surely there's only a limited, only so much music about birds. You'd really be scraping the barrel after a while.
I just got sent a couple more. If you guys have any bird songs that you would like us to play.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do call in. I'm going to say the... Oh, okay. Oh, where's the phone number?
It's right up above the time, which is currently 11:35 p.m. Do you see it? Can you read that? It says WMFO studio line, and then under it...
855-915-WMFO. That's what a number you can call.
In numbers, that's 855-915-9636.
So, you know, if you're sitting there and you're like, oh yeah, I have a really great bird song, ring, call us.
And please share.
This is what we need, is we just need a culmination of all the best bird songs.
We already have, like, a lot of bird songs, but I'm excited for more. Any date range. We just got recommended Blackbird. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, yes.
Great.
Good one.
Definitely not too obvious. Like, we have, like, so yeah, what we're thinking is, like, songs.
It can be bands that are birds, such as the eagles.
Or flock of seagulls.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be something that has the word bird in it, or a type of bird. It doesn't really have to do much of anything to do with the actual bird. But, like, we're being really loose about bird songs.
Speaking of birds, so we went to the Museum of Fine Arts here in Boston, Massachusetts today. Well, it's quite stunning. Outside,
I would say the arts were pretty fine.
Yes. Mighty fine. Outside, there was the hugest flock. It was an army of geese is what it was. Oh, and we were like, oh no, it's not springtime, so they won't be protecting babies. They'll be all chill. And like,
just, like,
as we were walking
stock up
past,
on food. Yeah,
this one's like, oh, straight towards us. And oh my gosh, life flashed before our
eyes. Like, honked and everything. And it was like, wah! Wings wide, just like, big and scary. Watch out. And we're like, ah.
So that's part of the inspiration for this bird playlist today that we will be sharing with you lovely listeners out there.
Why did we think of the bird playlist?
I don't know. Because we're weird.
Oh, it's because I wanted to play I'm an Albatross.
Oh, yeah. So.
That's coming up later.
Yeah.
Yep. But this is Birdland. I figured, like, I've played this a couple of times before on my show. It's great voiceover music, and it's a great song. It's one of the only ones that I have memorized on saxophone.
Nice.
Did you recognize it? The dun 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 dun. Anywho.
Fun story. I was learning how to play saxophone the other day, and noise control got called. That's right. A policewoman came to our door and said, "Who's playing saxophone? Stop it. Just stop." And
that's pretty much exactly what happened.
Yep. You know, like, she wasn't that mad about it. She's just like, just stop.
She was like, did you
please,
realize that it's
for
like
the love of God.
11:30 at night? I was like, oh my God, is it really? I had no idea, actually, but I was just, time flew, and apparently the neighbors didn't like it.
I didn't appreciate my musical talents.
But the funny thing is, we've played louder music later at night, and we've had no issue.
But it's just because it was so offensive that they're like, just make it stop, someone.
Yeah. Anywho, do we have any final remarks before we go into our...
My family does want a shout out. We've got a lot of people. So far, we got Felicity and Jess and Matt and Jess. Hi, everyone. There's two Jesses, by the way. Max looked very confused. So, hi. And I'm sure there's others. Thank you all for listening. Love you all. You're fantastic. We're going to listen to some bird songs now.
It's mighty fine to meet y'all. That was
America.
Here's the Ramones.
Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird is the word.
Man, my man, papa, man, my man, papa, man, my man, well, don't you know?
Right.
I don't know about you, but I'm pretty out of breath from dancing around to that song.
That was fun.
That was good. Good, good, good.
Something has a buzz. I'll have to tell Ops.
Buzzy buzz buzz.
Do you hear the buzz?
I do hear the buzz.
Not me.
That's just the buzz.
It's you.
It's me?
It's your microphone.
Should I switch microphones?
Yes, would you like to go over to that one? Let's see if that one has a buzz. It does not. Oh, that's so much nicer.
Oh!
Ooh, and that one's also louder. Yeah?
The seat was quite a bit lower down than I anticipated, so
I see that.
Hence why. Ooh, also the seat tips. You know, it's a roller coaster here at WMFO. 91.5 FM. That's all I got.
Yeah, so right now we're listening to Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. Right? Two Albatross songs in a row.
Well, the one before, the ridiculous song we just listened to is Albatross.
Yeah, with a Z.
So.
It's Alba.
This is nice.
Right? Thank you, Dad, for the song recommendation.
Good one, Jim.
This is by Fleetwood Mac, and it's on an album called The Pious Bird of Good Omen.
Ah.
More birds.
Bird.
So yeah, we've got like, that's a lot of bird songs left.
We're just going to keep going until we're tired.
We're
in for
the long haul at this point. But we've got like Beatles, we've got Lynyrd Skynyrd, we've got Electric Light Orchestra.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, this is, and ooh, I know what we should voice over next.
Yeah?
Literal bird songs.
What a good idea.
Thank you. I feel like I could have left it as a surprise, but I want everyone to get excited about it.
Get excited for the birds.
Yes. Wasn't there a movie called Birds that was like really bad? Birdemic. That's like the worst movie ever.
Not Sharknado?
No, it's worse than Sharknado.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called
But Bird is it, Demi. Like, so bad that it's good, though? Because, like, people love Sharknado because it's so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, but it's worse. It's so bad that it's good that it's bad again.
Ooh.
It's just, like, a really poorly made movie. Yeah, from what I've heard. So here's The Beatles.
Enjoy.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
But now I know